If you want some, come get some.
This is such good sh-.
I am the visionary. I am a revolutionary. I am Seth.
You can cry. I can't give the stuff to Destiny, but I can give it to my mama. I can give it to my mommy.
Acknowledge me.
What's going on, everybody? Another special edition of Wrestling with Ryan Hernandez. This is Mike Andrade. And this is my best friend.
Yep, this is Ryan Hernandez. What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
How are they doing, Ryan? Audience, how are you doing? It's therapy session for you guys today. But we have a very exciting episode for you guys today. Ryan, what are we going to be doing?
We are going to be assembling a draft. You have AEW and I have WWE, and we'll be picking and seeing who our champions will be to represent,
exactly,
each other.
Exactly. All right. I'm trying to share the screen to see if you can, because I set up a random generator. So I have 20 WWE talents. I have 20 AEW talents. They're all mixed and combined together. We're going to have random generator. And what we're going to do is we're going to have 10 picks. One of those picks is going to be for the IC title. And then one of those picks is going to be for the TNT championship. Another set are going to be for the tag team titles for AEW and WWE. And then the last picks will be for the WWE and AEW World Championship. Not sure if I can share the screen here. Might have to do something into my settings, which I should have done that before. That showed you how prepared I am. But nonetheless, here we go, guys. Ryan, how's everything going, though? You good?
Yeah, good. You know, chilling.
What do you think of wrestling this week?
I thought it was good. You know, just slowly building up to you know, towards crown jewel, especially now that we have the first ever crown jewel championship. So it'll be interesting to see Cody versus Gunther and Liv versus Nia Jax.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So. All good stuff happening on WWE television this week. But all right. All right, Ryan, you ready to get into this?
Yes, sir. I was born ready.
Were you really born ready, Ryan?
Yes, sir.
Born to do what?
Born to, you know, just live. Born to do life.
I don't believe that. But here we go, Ryan. Since you're going to have WWE, I'm going to let you have the first pick here. I'm trying to share the screen, but you know what? I don't think it's working on my end. So I will let you know who you get. We're going to put the volume up on here. Pick number one, Ryan. Let's see. In 3, 2, 1. You have for the Intercontinental Championship. Oh, Roman Reigns is your Intercontinental Champion. How do you feel about that?
It's a pretty, you know, it's solid. It's weird to have him as IC champ, but he has been IC champ before in his career, pre-Tribal Chief days, and he was a big dog, so.
Oh, yeah.
That's a solid pick to start off.
It is. So Roman is your number one pick for your Intercontinental Championship. All right. Let's see. Who do you think is going to be my TNT champion? Any guesses?
Maybe Darby Allin.
Let's see. Also, once somebody is selected, I'm going to remove them from the list. Is that okay?
Yes.
All right. Here we go. For the TNT Championship. Oh, no way.
What?
CM Punk. I was hoping he would be my world champion. CM Punk is my TNT champion. That's crazy.
What are you doing with CM Punk in the AEW list?
Right. I mean, it was definitely possible 2-3 years ago. Right. But he's, you know, a WWE superstar. So crazy. Now we have CM Punk back in AEW on our
So,
show.
is CM Punk part of the WWE
Yeah.
roster in
Yes.
this? Okay.
They're all kind of generalized, right? So yes, he is a part of the WWE roster, but now he is back again in our futuristic world, back in AEW as TNT champion. All right, so pick number two for you, Ryan. Let's see. Let's go for it. For your WWE roster, you're going to have. It's all up. Oh no! Okay, so it was going to be Adam Cole, but it now you have Okada. So you just get Okada on your roster. Roman Reigns and Okada. That's not too bad. How do you feel about that?
It's pretty, pretty solid. Interesting to see Okada, in a WWE. I know that's something that almost became a reality, but it didn't. So nice in this fantasy world to have someone as talented as Okada in the WWE.
Exactly. Ryan, you sound like you need some coffee, dude. Do you drink coffee?
No, I'm
It
good.
doesn't matter if you drink coffee because we're gonna go to pick number three.
Shut your mouth and know your damn role, you jabroni.
Oh man. All right, here we go. Pick. Well, no, sorry, my second pick, actually. Right, here we go. It's coming down to, is it Damian Priest? No, it is Jacob Fatu. Jacob Fatu is coming over to AEW. It's crazy to think about. You have all the Tongans in WWE. Now a Tongan is moving over to AEW. Let me write in my notes. Jacob Fatu. He's gonna leave his family. He's leaving his family. He's going to be a solo one now. Not Solo Sikoa, but he's going to be solo in AEW. All right. Here's your pick number three, Ryan. You ready for it?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. Oh, wow. You are getting. Oh, no. Wait. Okay, here we go. It was right on the line of Jey Uso and Cody Rhodes, but you got Cody Rhodes. You're getting all the top names.
Whoa.
Wow. You are stealing.
Adrenaline in my soul. Something,
Something
something,
Cody
Cody
Rhodes.
Rhodes.
How do you feel about taking all the top names from me?
It feels good. I mean, WWE is the superior promotion, so I
Wow.
ain't surprised that I'm getting all the top names, because AEW is is trash, but
Wow, AEW is trash. Really?
yep.
Tell us how you really feel, Ryan. See, I took Ryan to an AEW show 2 years ago, back when AEW was still hot, and he was just like, I'd rather be at a WWE show. You know
Yeah,
wrestling.
I was not impressed.
It was at the Kia Forum. This is back when AEW was at their top. Punk was newly crowned champion. MJF had that scorching promo on Tony Khan. What did he say, Ryan?
Fire me, you fucking mark.
That lit up the crowd. But all right, what pick are we at? We are at, so this is my third pick. Okay, all right. So my pick. So Punk, Jacob Fatu, that's kind of a gritty roster to start off with. But here we go. My third pick. Who's it gonna be? No. So it was on the cusp of Bron Breakker, but I get Eddie Kingston. Don't know how I feel about that. It's very gritty. It is very gritty. That is a gritty roster. Yeah. I mean, you have Punk, Jacob Fatu, Eddie Kingston. There's going to be some fights in the locker room. There's definitely, you think Brawl Out was something. Get ready. Get ready, because words are going to be flying, fists are going to be flying. Eddie Kingston. All right. All right. You ready for your fourth pick?
Yes, sir. I'm always ready.
We go. Your fourth pick is it? Wow. Wow. You are stealing tonight. You have the ring, General Gunther. How do you feel about that?
Well, he is the ring general for a reason. He is also the current world heavyweight champion, so it's nice to have a powerhouse like him and someone at his skill level and his ability, on the on my roster.
Yeah, you are stealing right now. You have a hell of a roster. You have a hell of a roster going on. But this
Yeah,
is
I'm the goat.
all right, so my fourth pick coming up here. Who's it gonna be? Who's it gonna be?
These nuts.
These nuts is right, as we have, wow, holy crap, you thought you thought the other three are bad. There's definitely going to be some fights in my locker room. John Moxley staying in AEW. The newly crowned AEW World Champion, John Moxley, defeating Bryan Danielson last night at Wrestle.
Yep, and ended his full-time wrestling career because he's going to be moving to a part-time schedule.
Yep. So for those who caught Wrestle Dream last night and are AEW fans, but all right, moving on here. Now we have, so I'm going to give you two picks here, okay? I'm going to give
Okay.
you two picks here because it is for the WWE Tag Team Championships. You ready for this?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Let's do it.
Number five here for the WWE Tag Team Champion. Who is the first half of the Tag Team Champions? It's going to be, ooh. You are killing today, bro. You have the Viper, Randy Orton.
Yes,
Not too
sir.
bad, dude. That's not too bad. All
So
right.
who's his tag partner?
All right, who's his tag partner going to be? Here we go. Drum roll, please. No way.
What?
Who's your goat? Who's your goat?
John Cena, that's my goat.
Yep. Dude. You're killing. You're killing.
Randy Orton and John Cena as tag champs. Never thought I'd hear that.
I would never think. Although there was that episode of Raw where do you remember where Orton and Cena beat the entire Raw roster?
Yeah.
Wow. Actually, you know what? Maybe during Cena's farewell tour, we can get a tag team title run between him and Orton.
Maybe.
Wow. That's crazy, dude. How do you feel about this?
Oh, I'd solid roster. It's over for anybody who's trying to compete.
I mean, I don't know if I can compete with that, dude. Your tag champs, they're goats. But let's see here. Who are going to be my tag team champions? All right, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Ooh. First, all right. The first half of the tag team champions is Claudio Castagnoli, Cesaro. Wow, okay. I mean, Cesaro's as tough as they come, as good as a wrestler as they come. I'll deal with that. I could take that. That's not a bad choice. All right, here we go. Second, who's going to be joining Cesaro as tag team champions? It's gonna be, wow, this is so crazy how this is ending up, because it's very brand specific. Christian Cage is my tag team champion with along with Claudio Castagnoli. It's kind of crazy how this is working out. This is all general, like randomized through a generator, and our picks are kind of on point right now. Like, there's not really been any switching of brands. Cesaro, let me write that in my notes. And Christian.
Christian.
You saw those memes?
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw the one when I go to Chick-fil-A on Sunday. It's Christian. All right, here we go. You got your seventh pick. All right, here we go. Let's do it.
What title is this?
No, this is not for a title. You have, wow, you're killing. You have one of the big crossovers from AEW. You have Jay White.
Oh, Sling Blade.
Sling Blade, baby. How do you feel about that?
It's solid. Should have been a WWE guy
Yep.
originally, but
You know, he was
he.
going to sign with WWE, but then he when the time during when his contract status was up, that was when Vince came back. Had it come like a couple months later or a couple months sooner than that, then he probably would have been in WWE.
Yep.
All right. Here we go. This is my seventh pick here. Who's going to be joining the AEW roster or staying on the AEW roster? It's going to be Bron Breakker coming over to AEW. Woo.
Are the dogs barking?
Oh,
How you feel about having Bron Breakker over on your
man. Wow.
trash AEW roster?
Wow. Wow. This guy's a future world champion. Whether he's in WWE or he makes the move, this guy's going to be a future world champion. So I'm lucky to have him. Okay. And look, AEW is not trash. They may have a crowd of five people in their buildings. Okay. But they're not trash. They just got a TV deal. But anyways, that's neither here or there. We'll pick rat. We're at pick number eight. Ready, Ryan?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. Pick number eight. What's it gonna be? What's it gonna be? You have. Oh, no. Yes. All right. Cool. All right. It was going to be MJF, but you have the megastar, LA.
L.A. Not. Yeah.
He's
Yeah.
on the WWE roster. Let me just write that in my notes.
As he should.
LA.
Fun, little fun fact. In his, I think, 70 some days as US champ, LA Knight already has more televised defenses of the title than Logan Paul did in
Oh,
his entire reign.
I knew you were gonna say that. Any digs at Logan Paul, you just wait for it.
Yeah.
You know what? You know it's I'm gonna say something that you're not gonna like. Is that Logan Paul, he's gonna be a future world champion too. Just watch. Just watch. But anyways, pick number eight for AEW. Let's do it. Who's it gonna be? Who's it gonna be? Oh wow, it was gonna be Seth freaking Rollins, but it crossed over to Kenny Omega staying on the AEW roster.
Not a bad pick, not a bad pick.
Nope, not at all. Hopefully Kenny Omega can get healthy and return to the ring. All right, so we're at pick number nine, so two left here. Okay, you have a regular
this
pick, and then
is this
after.
for the World Heavyweight Championship?
Now, this is going to be for the that's going to be pick number 10. So our ninth pick here. This is a regular pick. Here we go. Who's it going to be? Who's it going to be? Wow. Your pick is phenomenal. Your pick is
Hey,
phenomenal.
Jay Styles.
Yeah, I'm joking.
You don't want none.
I am so pissed that they change this theme song. Why would they do that? It's dumb. It really is dumb.
It's hard to tell because people said that at first his injury was just a work, and now people are saying his injury is legit. So.
I don't know. I think it's a work. Wait, was he on SmackDown?
No.
Okay. Who knows? I think it's still a work.
I think it's still a work because there were reports saying that he was backstage and he was totally fine.
Yeah, exactly. And they like the way they shoot things is like they wouldn't shoot the injury like that if it was real. Usually
Yeah.
when the injury happens, they take the camera off and they don't want to acknowledge it right away. Unless it's like something really bad, but
Yeah, and then the X was never thrown up by the referee, so.
Yep, exactly. All right, pick number nine. Who's going to AEW? Any guesses? Any guesses?
Yeah, your mom.
Oh, wow. Damn. Well, if
Oh,
my mom is Darby Allin. Yeah.
didn't I say Darby Allin was good? Well, I said he'd be TNT champ, but in a way, I'm still right because he's still in AEW.
Yep. This is crazy how most of our picks are like very brand specific. Like nobody's really switching over. All right. Ready?
Kind of sounds like you're playing old WWE draft nowadays.
Exactly. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Yep. I think this is how they do it too. They just do a general randomizer. All right. Who do you think is going to be your world champion in WWE?
I hope it's gonna be Seth freaking Rollins.
You think so?
That's who I want it to be.
Because you already have Roman, you have Cody off the board. So, all right, let's do it. Who's it gonna be? Your world champion is, wow, a former world champion in Damian Priest.
Okay, all right. You know what? I'm all right with that.
You're
I'm
all
all
right
right
with
with
that?
that. Because
Yeah.
he really stepped up when he won the world title. He really stepped up his game. He put on quality matches, and yeah, so I'm all right with that. That's a solid pick.
He is. I just met him a couple weeks ago before the last pay-per-view. Really good guy. But he has stepped up. He has stepped up big time within the last year. So that's why they rewarded him with a world title. All right. Now my last pick. Who's gonna be my AEW world champion? Who do you think? Not my mom.
I think you're gonna want a certain Maxwell Jacob Friedman.
I would love that. Or I will take your goat, John Cena, because he's on the board too.
No, he was a tag champ with
Well,
Randy.
that's right. That's right. Damn it. What? How did I forget about that? All right. So I'm hoping either it's MJF. We still have. I'll give you a list of names that's still on the board here. So we have Dirty Dom. We have Ricochet. We have Adam Cole, Samoa Joe, MJF, Finn Balor, Swerve Strickland, Kofi Kingston, Chris Jericho, Orange Cassidy, Sheamus, Sami Zayn, Drew McIntyre. Oh, did I put Samoa Joe twice? I think I did put Samoa Joe twice. No wonder it was off. Okay. So forget about that. Okay, so Seth Rollins, Jey Uso, Adam Copeland, Pac, Kevin Owens, Jack Perry, Bryan Danielson, Will Ospreay. Good amount of people left. Okay.
Just some solid names.
Let's see here. All right. Here we go, baby. For the AEW World title. Who's it gonna be? Ooh. Oh. You think you know him? It is Edge, Adam Copeland. Wow.
Not bad, not bad.
That former, Hall of Famer already, former world champion.
Should still be in WWE, but
He should be retired. I mean, he's not what he once was, but I'll take him. He's a marketable name. He was in the WrestleMania main event 3 years ago. So, I mean, it's not like he's washed, but I mean, definitely not what he was in his prime, but it's okay. I'll take Adam Copeland as my AEW world champion. Here we go, Copeland. All right. How do you think it went? How do you like your roster?
I like my roster. You know, it's solid. I have my GOAT, John Cena. I got Randy. I got Roman. I got Cody.
Yep.
You know, I got like all the big names.
I'll list off your roster. Your Intercontinental Champion is Roman. You have Okada, Cody, Gunther. Your tag champs are Orton and Cena. I mean, that's pretty great. You have Jay White, LA Knight, AJ Styles, and your world champion is Damian Priest. That's a solid roster.
It is.
Mine's a bit more gritty. We're definitely not going to get the ratings that you're going to get. CM Punk's back can only carry so much on this roster. My TNT champion is CM Punk. I have Jacob Fatu, Eddie Kingston, John.
That that's
I
like what.
wrote my computer wrote auto corrected it. Instead of John Moxley, it wrote John Molly. John Molly, John Moxley. I have Claudio Castagnoli. I have Christian Cage. I have Bron Breakker, Kenny Omega, Darby Allin, and my world champion is Adam Copeland. And that is a gritty roster right there, for lack
Yeah,
of a better term.
you got some solid guys.
I do. Some solid guys. Some guys are gonna just, I mean, there's gonna be a lot of blood on our show.
Yeah.
A lot of blood. Like,
So I'm surprised to still see a lot of big names still on the still left on the board. You know, MJF, Seth freaking Rollins, Damian Priest.
see here. We have like 9 minutes left. Do you want to do a couple more picks?
We could, yeah, we could do a few more.
Do three more picks here. I'll give you three in a row. Okay.
Okay.
All right, here we go. You have joining the WWE roster. You have Chris Jericho coming back to WWE.
Time to break the walls down.
Go. Jericho is going to be joined with. Here we go. Ooh. Woo, was up right on the line. Bryan Danielson going back to being Daniel Bryan in WWE.
Yes.
All right, here we go. Your last pick of the evening is going to be. Oh, wait. Oh, wow. Current Intercontinental Champion, Jey Uso. Just him, Oos. All
Yee.
right. All
Or
right.
as Roman Reigns said on SmackDown, no yeet.
No yeet. Exactly. All right. All right. Who's going to come to the AEW roster now?
Trash, trash, and more trash.
Wow. Really? Really? Oof. Because you're going to call Kevin Owens trash? He's joining AEW, baby.
Yeah, you'll be lucky if AEW survives a month.
Wow.
That's a bloodshed just bound to happen.
He's going to be joining his friends over there, and that's all that matters for him. All right. Who else is joining Kevin Owens in AEW? It's going to be former WWE champion Kofi Kingston. It's not too bad. It's not
He'll
too bad
be
at all.
the only sane person over
Exactly. All right. Last but not least, who's joining the AEW roster? It's going to be boom, Adam Cole, baby.
there.
That's
Can we
his
talk about Adam Cole being back now? And now it's weird because MJF's
title.
a heel again, and Adam Cole's a baby face,
Yeah.
and Adam
I don't get
Cole's
that.
the one who betrayed MJF.
So yeah, when the whole feud was happening, it was Adam Cole that betrayed MJF. MJF was the baby face, Cole's the heel. And then you have, I don't know what happened in between. I forgot, did anything happen in between?
Adam Cole got hurt.
Well, he was hurt, yeah. But, well, now MJF is heel again. So there wasn't like any like switchover that happened, right? Because Adam Cole has been out. So now Adam Cole comes out last night and he runs off MJF. And then basically, Adam Cole's the baby face again. I don't know. I don't know how this is gonna work. It's kind of weird. Yeah. Yeah, dude. All right. This was fun. We should do this again.
Yeah, well, I told you I think we should do like an all-star like Royal Rumble and all-star Money in the Bank, all that good stuff.
Exactly. Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it, man. Any ideas? Like I've been telling you off microphone. Any ideas that we can come up with, it's going to be better for the audience. But yeah, thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for listening to our show, listening,
Yeah.
watching all the stuff that we make. Ryan's been helping out with a lot of the writing on this stuff, so
Yeah,
kudos to Ryan.
Yeah, and now thank you for that. And now that we each have our roster, you guys tell us who you think won the draft and who would win in a crossover WWE versus AEW event. Let us know who you think would win,
Yes, sir.
and let us know the matches you'd want to see
Exactly. It'd be
from
great.
the from these rosters.
That'd be great. But yeah, thank you guys very much. I'm Mike. This is Ryan. Thank you for listening to Wrestling with Ryan.
Yep, until next time.
See you.
Peace.